God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we celebrate this day of National Thanksgiving, I will admit, as a pastor, I sometimes wonder a little bit, why do we need a National Day of Thanksgiving? I will admit, Jesus doesn't necessarily talk about it in the Gospels, nor is it necessarily talked about in the Old Testament. But the only reason why I really question it is not that I'm unthankful for God's grace given to us, not that I'm unthankful for this wonderful country we have and the freedoms we have within this country, but I sometimes wonder if we lived in a different country where there was oppression, if we lived in a different country where there was a dictator who was taking all the goods and we had nothing left, if we lived in some sort of third world country, would we still want to have a National Day of Thanksgiving? I hope your answer would be yes. I hope you're celebrating this day of National Thanksgiving, or will be celebrating it tomorrow, knowing that no matter how the Lord has blessed you or hasn't blessed you, you still are able to give thanks to God. Even if everything is completely lost, can we still not gather together and say as a whole, as a people of God, yes, thank you, Lord? I will admit, that may be difficult for us to do. I read a recent article that basically said that they polled us typical Americans, and they found out that as we're entering this new holiday season, that we're not as happy as we once were. We have many concerns in our hearts and our minds and in our souls, so to speak, about the economy, the price of oil, global safety. And within that, I guess the national opinion polls in the United States are sort of decreasing a little bit as far as the happiness factor. And so I have to beg the question again. If our happiness factor is down, can we still not give thanks and praise to God? Or is the only reason why we've gathered here today to give thanks and praise to God is because He has richly blessed us each and every day? I will admit, when it comes to times where we will be suffering, can we give thanks and praise to God? Some of you may note the cover of tonight's bulletin and thinking, where did you get that from, Pastor? Well, that's actually coming from our gospel reading for today, which is the basis of today's message. And isn't it interesting to note that the gospel reading for this National Day of Thanksgiving has to deal with this picture, this ugly picture, this picture of people who are wailing, who are in pain, who are alone and isolated. And we're using this picture to cover our bulletin on the National Day of Thanksgiving. What was I thinking? Except for this picture tells a very beautiful story. It tells a story of 10 lepers, typically in rags, separated from people, alone and isolated. Notice in our text that they were a distance from Jesus. They were not allowed to approach real people. Lepers were isolated from the community. They had their own leper colonies. And what happens? Somehow through the rumor mill, and since they're alone and isolated, how did it get attached to the rumor mill? We don't know, but they know that Jesus is coming. And so there were 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And notice that word for mercy is very similar to what we sing in the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It was a cry for mercy, not a cry for cleansing. You would think that the greatest thing on their mind was to get rid of these rags, to be part of a community again, to be with people. But their cry to our Lord and Savior was that of mercy. It was answered, but that's a little bit later on in our text. We'll talk about that later. They had leprosy. And that leprosy, a skin disorder, held them in bondage. They were kind of stuck. Tonight I'm going to do a little bit of a correlation here. For us in our lives, we don't have things like leprosy. But we have a different type of leprosy, not a leprosy of the skin, but a leprosy of sin, so to speak. Because of our sinfulness, we are actually a slave and we are held in bondage to sin. And so like the lepers, we at the beginning part of our liturgy, we also cry out with a loud voice, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We come here tonight because we have a Lord and Savior who is merciful. So now let's get to the cleansing. Jesus tells them, go show yourselves to the priest, keeping this in line with Leviticus chapter 14. Go to the place where the priest would be. Go to the place where the sacrifice would be made to God. Jesus notes that he is the one who now is able to make people clean. He is the clean one. He is the clean one who has crossed into our world of sin. He is the one who has touched lepers. Not just the 10 in our text, but has touched us in our lives with the forgiveness of sins to make us clean. He's the one who takes on our leprosy and dies on the cross with our leprosy of sin, so that we will be clean and live with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as they are cleaned, one of them finally realizes what's going on. And the one who realizes returns back to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants to return where God is found. Yes, Jesus sent them to go to Jerusalem, go to the temple, show yourself to the priest. But it was this man, Jesus the Christ, who made me clean in his mind. So he would go to where God is found. Likewise, I hope and pray that you came here today to the place where God is found, where God makes you clean through the forgiveness of sins. The foreigner came to return to give thanks to God. He fell down on his face before our Lord, hanging on to him, recognizing he was clean. Atonement. He realized the location of God's presence. And he was there to receive more grace from our Lord. A response of faith, leading him to the presence of God. Likewise for us, I hope and pray that you have come here today because you also need that cleansing. You also need that forgiveness of sins. And we also bow down before our Lord, maybe not the exact same way that he did. And we don't even have kneelers, but we will be kneeling to receive the Eucharist. More on that later. Because we also come here today to realize the location of God's presence. It is God who is present here. And also to receive from our Lord more gifts. So let's talk about those gifts. Today we also celebrate the Lord's Supper, also called the Eucharist. The Greek word for basically referring to giving thanks. And in doing so, and when we receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with that bread and wine, in one essence, we bow before the presence of Christ, who gives of his own body and blood, his holy body and blood, to us who are struggling with the effects of sin, our leprosy, for divine cleansing. And in the Lucan version of the Lord's Supper, he says, do this in remembrance of me. Remembrance, sort of the reattaching. Because isn't this what's taking place? As believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we've already been baptized. Christ is within us. But because of our sin and our sinfulness, sometimes that drives us away from Christ, and so we need to be reattached, recleaned, made whole again. We need that spiritual healing. So we also come to the place where God is present in his Eucharist, giving thanks and praise to God what he has done for us. Christ first remembers His promises to us. His promise not to leave us, not to abandon us, but to heal us and to make us whole. It is He who then prompts us to return back to Him as a response of our faith. So every time that God showers us with His gifts, it is because He remembers His promises in Christ to save us. We are the ones who benefit because Christ remembers. In Romans chapter 6, verse 14, Paul reminds us that sin will not be our master. Sin should not be the master over us, for you are no longer under the law, but under grace. Yep, but we live in a sinful world, and it seems like we're still a slave to sin. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 17, God speaking, sin is crouching at the door and it desires for you, but you must master it. But because of our leprosy of sin, so to speak, we cannot. We always fail. And so we return to the words of 1 John chapter 4, 4. Greater is Jesus who is in you than Satan who is in the world. So we need to return to the Eucharist, giving thanks, to the Lord's Supper, to strengthen us, to make us clean, to wash away our leprosy of sin. Do I need to return even though I've been baptized and that sin has been removed? The answer is, according to our text, 9 thought they didn't need to return and give praise and thanks to God. 1 did. Sometimes, some of us as Christians, we think that once we've been baptized, once we've been saved, we have it all. Why do I need to return? Why did the foreigner return in our text? He wanted to give praise and thanks to God? Yes. He wanted to be where God was at? Yes. He wasn't satisfied with just having the physical healing. He also wanted more. The spiritual healing. The healing for his soul. He returned to give great praise and thanks to God. Return to Christ, giving Him thanks, remembering His love, cleansing us from the sin of leprosy. Are these the thoughts that prevail your mind as we celebrate this National Day of Thanksgiving? That you have been transformed by Christ? You've been given a new life to be with Him in heaven above, the riches of eternal life, that you were once leprous in those rags, and now you have the riches. Praise and thanks to God. But according to the surveys of the world, the happiness of Americans is on the decline. Do we only praise God and thank Him when He blesses us physically? 9 thought so. But 1 returned to give great praise and thanks to God. And notice Jesus' response. Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Who was the one who had faith named by the Christ? The one who returned for the Eucharist, for the healing of the soul. So on this National Day of Thanksgiving, whether you're happy or not, it's irrelevant. You are here to receive from the gifts of our Lord His love, His mercy, His grace. That is what we're thankful for. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.